Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
He has failed us. Maybe for the first time. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Falcons training camp right here at Flowery Branch. Yes, the first afternoon practice, and fans are here. We will certainly fill you in on what's going on. And the big news here today is Bijan Robinson gets his deal. We told you don't be worried, and it gets done.
Right on.
We will discuss, but first things first, I am completely disgusted and disappointed in the effort by our Braves organization as the trade deadline came and went. Yesterday I kept my cool. Mike, you were a little bit more on the heated side as the deadline approached. I thought for sure last night as I made my way, leaving the remote over there at Hooters, that I'd hear something.
Right.
And we heard nothing. So I kept thinking, well, maybe the deal got put in late. Maybe, it was reported like 7 o'clock.
Right.
And 7 o'clock came, and we got nothing. Braves fans, you have every right, and you should feel very disappointed about the fact that we're sitting in first place, and the general manager really didn't do a damn thing to help us. He didn't do anything. And the crazy thing, Mike, is that Braves fans, for the first time in a while, are feeling some kind of way. Usually it's the other way,
right,
where Braves fans are like, well, we'll be okay. Oh, well, he'll fix things. Oh, these guys will play better. Bullcorn. He had an opportunity to make this team better. So as we start the show today, let's examine this. And I know there are some people that have ticked you off in regards to this because of what they're trying to preach to this fan base,
right,
who, by the way, has every right to be, and I'm not going to say the words because we have kids out here, every right,
right,
because we give so much to the Braves.
Right.
We give so much.
Guys, we're fans, okay? And I don't need C.J. Nitkowski to tell me how I'm supposed to feel about the Braves not trying to improve a team, which is, despite all the injuries and all the things they've had to overcome, are finding themselves in first place. Third best team in the National League, just games behind the Dodgers and the Brewers. So let's add a starting pitcher. Let's not limp into the postseason again with an overtaxed bullpen and not enough starting pitching. And guys, this has nothing to do with Tarik Skubal. Okay, for whatever reason, the Tigers took a lesser deal, and they made their deal, and it still seems a little fishy. It's almost like the owners are trying to prove we got to have a salary cap. I'm just talking about Kevin Gausman. I'm talking about what the Padres and the Cubs pulled off. And for whatever reason, and I heard Alex Anthopoulos on the Steakhouse today with Drew and Steak, and I got to be honest, for the first time, and to your point, in a long time, I couldn't understand what Alex was talking about. He wasn't making sense. He was talking in circles. And maybe we'll get a chance to depose him down the road. But I just don't get it. I mean, Braves fans, you have prospects. And as Carl says all the time, where are you going to be 4 years down the road?
You don't even know.
So give me a break. You may have to part with one of your treasured prospects to get a guy in here to win the World Series. Because that's what we're here for. We're trying to win the World Series. I don't know about you. I don't pay for tickets to go to the ballpark just to kill an afternoon. I go because I'm passionate about the Braves. I want to spend my hard-earned money. And I expect the team to put that hard-earned money to use to win the World Series. Not to sit on their hands and make really minor moves. Okay, we got a platoon left-handed batter, okay, a right-handed batter, and we've got a guy that's maybe the fourth now or fifth starter from the Giants in Mally. That's it.
This is not a World Series rotation. Don't fool yourself. Do not try to spin this in any kind of way. And the reality is, and I talked to somebody today in the Cubs organization, they revamped their starting rotation. Three guys. Jed Hoyer said, you know what, Cubs fans? You deserve us to try to do something. They went and got three guys. Whole revamped starting rotation. Now, will it work? Don't know. But they did it. They put the effort in to say, you guys deserve this. And this is why I'm upset at Alex today for the first time. Because right. he had that same opportunity, and he didn't do it for us. And so that is what's so maddening about this. If we end up losing early in the playoffs, you can point right back to this week where you had a chance to do something to improve your team. Now, it doesn't guarantee, again, that all these teams that did something are right. going to win.
Correct.
But the crazy thing is, all the teams that are in it did something. Dodgers, Padres, Milwaukee, Cubs.
Even the Pirates.
Dodgers. Everybody did something. So, Mike, that is what's so frustrating. 404-726-0929. You guys can call us and let us know. I know there's been a lot of venting going on. I got asked a ton over social media. I got a bunch of texts last night from folks around the country. Dog, I thought the Braves were going to do something. Y'all sitting in first place. And I'm sitting there wanting to answer as if, hey, well, it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right.
You know, it's funny because if we don't have baseball next year and there's a lot of indicators pointing to a lockout and we may lose the season, that's even more reason for me to go all in, to push the chips in. Yes, I get it. There's Caminiti and there's a bunch of guys that you feel you're not going to part with. But still, you've got to come up with something more. And again, Alex can always say, well, you don't know what was offered and asked and declined. True that. But I mean,
I want to add something because it's a great point. I'll let you finish. Guys, it's like when you leave the bar, but you tell your boys you hollered at a chick.
Yeah.
It's your word. Your boys really don't know if you did.
Right.
Okay? That's what's being preached right now about we don't know. Okay, we may not know, but it's hard for us to believe when you don't do anything. I'm sorry,
right,
I have to say that.
It's a great point, and that's exactly it. So, the Padres found a way. The Cubs found, you just mentioned, the Cubs found two starters. Look, Casey Mize, he was kind of the booby prize after Tarik Skubal got, gobbled up by the Dodgers, but he's still better than, hell, Charlie Morton off his couch is better than our second starter right now for the Braves. It's Chris Sale, and then you feel that, okay, you're hoping that Bryce Elder is going to stay together and not leak. Because, guys, one thing for certain, you're going to lean into this bullpen. They added a bunch of pieces, but you're going to have to hope your bullpen can get the job done. You still had more pitching in 21.
Yes.
And then 20, you didn't have enough pitching. 23, you didn't have enough pitching. You know, we've seen this before. It just drives me crazy. And I just think Braves fans, maybe now finally the light switch has gone on. And you're saying, maybe this organization does take me for granted. Maybe Terry McGuirk and the guys that are the primary shareholders of Braves Holding, which make up, by the way, Liberty Media, maybe they just don't want to see contracts being taken on ever. That we can never battle for Alex's own words where we have to find a starting pitcher in the offseason. They never did.
No, they did
not. So I'm just thinking some Braves fans, and I mentioned a lot of all the talking heads, guys that are work for the Braves. Look, we don't work for the Falcons. We're on the Falcons flagship. We tell it like it is. When I tell the coach I'd fire him if he was my coach, or Dimitroff wouldn't come on our show, it's for a reason. Because Carl and I, we have strong opinions. There's guys that are such lackeys for the Braves, you literally sound like a bunch of stooges right now. Okay, and I'm sorry, CJ Nitkowski, you don't get to tell me how to feel as a fan, that somehow I'm unhinged, right? Or any Braves fan who questions the logic of the Braves organization isn't a good fan.
As if we've won 9 or 10 World Series.
Right on.
We haven't. We've been really good. And here's the other thing about this. Alex talks about being in the playoffs, and this morning, this is what got my goat as he went on the steakhouse. You can check it out on Odyssey.com, but the audacity to be like, I've been here 9 years. We've been in the playoffs 8. I don't give a damn. I'm worried about this year.
Right.
I'm looking at Ian Cunningham right now. I'm looking at Kevin Stefanski. I'm looking at this Falcon staff, and I'm saying the same thing to them. I don't care about what's been going on. What are you going to do for us? Where are we going? So when he said that it was almost a flex, Mike, as if, we've been in the playoffs. Yeah, I know, Alex, and it's a great, nice thing to add to the resume. But every year is different, and he knows this. And every year you have a chance to either do two things, get better or worse. And I'm not telling you we got better yesterday.
Right.
I don't think necessarily we improved that much. He was asked this morning, do you think this is a World Series team now? And he was like, it's a hard question to ask because you didn't add anything.
No. Now, look, here's the other thing. You got to hope that A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to get up here sooner than later. Grant McCauley, we'll talk to Grant later today. He's apparently going to do two more rehab starts in Gwinnett. And the way they brought him up briefly was about the schedule with the Nationals in a doubleheader.
And he wasn't bad.
Correct.
He wasn't bad.
But, you know, but you're relying on a guy, or you're relying on people coming off of injuries and surgeries. You're hoping that Robert Suarez comes back to beef up your bullpen. That's part of the reason why you had to go out and do some more things in this trade deadline. But you didn't get the big one. All right, I'm sorry. Mally is a piece, but he's not the guy.
He's a guy, man. He's not a dude. He's
and
a guy.
And if Spencer Strider actually throws this year, I'll be a monkey's uncle. I hope I'm wrong.
Damn,
but you're betting on the come.
Damn.
And it's not even that. This isn't even betting on the come. This is having like a $5 chip left and betting on the 11. You know, you really are. For those who don't play craps, I'm saying the odds are long.
That's a losing bet.
Yes.
That's a losing bet. 404-726-0929. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. Falcons training camp. We'll tell you the latest out here. I think most fans are happy that Bijan Robinson got his deal. B's very happy.
And he did it the right way, don't you think?
He did it perfectly. You know, that's why I said the other day when he smiled and we kind of nodded at each other, it was like, bro, you know, I want to get at you, but I don't want anybody thinking I'm telling you something. And he wasn't. I mean, his agent, Nicole, she did a great job. Guys, I said this, Mike. Short deals. This is where it's at. 3 years. He gets a lot of money up front, right? $50 million guaranteed. He's deserving. I said it. He's a top five player in the NFL. But this is where the league is. This idea, guys, of giving 5, 6, 7 years, you're not going to see that in the NFL. Part of it is franchises are protecting themselves. But the other part of it is these guys have watched the NBA and gone, dude, you get a contract in 2 years, I'm out. The next time I'm opting out and I'm getting a new deal. So Bijan technically could ball out in the next 3 years in his prime, which he will,
right,
and turn right back around and get a big fat deal 3 years from now, even 2 years from now, Mike, if they want to rip the third year up.
And maybe it would be like Saquon, and hopefully, unlike the Giants, we'll keep him at that stage, but that's kind of where it would trend to. Like, Saquon has done some amazing things. The floor for the running back market has been elevated. I think if you're Jonathan Taylor, your agent's kind of like rubbing his hands together what he's going to get. So Bijan is the highest paid running back right now, but it's probably going to change.
Yes.
You know, that will likely change. I'm not sure what Jahmyr Gibbs' deal is going to look like.
Yeah, the annual average will change.
But
but
we know what we got. A great guy, a team player, guy that does everything. He held in. Some guys hold out. I mean, guys, I know it's semantics to some, but there is a way to hold out and not be a distraction. This was basically about as minimalist of a holdout as you could have.
Well, and Kevin Stefanski addressed us today talking about Bijan, what he means, leadership. We'll get into all of that, but that's the news today, guys, as they hit the field up here at Flowery, and they'll be on the field, and then we're going to get a chance to talk to the other Robinson today.
Yeah,
Brian Robinson. Okay, he is the running back we signed, and they're going to bring him over after practice, so we'll get a chance to chop it up with him.
Hey, man, one of our guys that we like, we've known for a couple of years, D'Angelo Malone gets placed on the reserve pup list today. That drops about 15 minutes ago. Pride of Cedar Grove High School.
Yeah.
We pick up, Marlon Tuipoloto. That's who we picked up. I presume he's an outside linebacker. But anyway, D'Angelo Malone, not the news that he wanted to hear as he's trying to stick around in the NFL.
No, that's a great point. Hey, as we're talking about Alex Anthopoulos, I just want you to hear a couple of things, and you are more than welcome to chime in, all right? We're taking your phone calls, and Mike said it. You've got every right to feel the way you need to feel, okay? We watch these damn games. We buy the merch. We're vested. And you feel like you've been let down. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. We're growing as a sports city, Mike.
Yes, sir.
It's okay to feel that way and call the general manager out. He's done a great job.
Right.
But he failed us this time around. That's where this is at.
And where I get into arguments with folks sometimes is I feel that his hands are tied to a point. You know, philosophically, he does give money to pitchers. It's just Spencer Strider got $100 million. And we know where that's gone.
Yeah, but you know what? Mike, he's made these moves. Even in 21, there hasn't been a big splash move. Sell, guys, wasn't a splash move. You know what that was?
It was a bargain.
It was a deal. Because it was a rising stock, and if it worked out, you were going to look great. It did. But Sale wasn't a guy at the time we went and got him.
No, half of baseball was feeling he maybe not coming back. And so we get him to go to win a freaking Cy Young Award, he might win another one.
So all these moves, Mike, they've been mediocre because they've worked out at the end, but the move itself hasn't been, hey, man, look how I'm improving your team with the solidified.
This is my theory on this, okay? There is a psychosis amongst a lot of Braves fans out there that they fall in love with and they want their prospects to get their contracts, and that's how the Braves operate. So Acuna, for obvious reason, gets his. Riley gets his,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Ozzie obviously got a great deal for the Braves. They give Strider, fan favorite, lock him up. But they have an aversion to making trades for established stars. And that's the way you win the World Series. And Braves fans, they'll talk themselves out of a free lunch over this stuff.
Yeah,
they never want to give up the prospects. So this is how the Braves operate. Terry McGuirk takes you guys for suckers. And some of you guys are finally, to Carl's point, realizing, wow, the Braves really do take us for granted. All that money I spent at the Battery, raising season tickets. And what do we do with the trade deadline for a team that's in first place?
Nothing.
Next to nothing.
Nothing. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. We'll come back. We'll let you hear Alex talking about not getting anybody to really add to this rotation. And another thing that really irked me about, you know, something that he said today, I just felt like you said it, talking in circles for the first time.
Right.
He comes on our show, and he usually explains exactly where they're at. And today I thought, Alex, you were defending the fact that you didn't do jack.
He was punting. He really was.
You were defending it.
Yep.
And there is no defending it when you're in first place and you need to help the team. We're live at Flowery Branches, Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to our MLB insider from Odyssey, Tony Gwynn Jr., joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. And as the camp continues, we'll fill you in on all the latest up here. But, Tony, coming off the trade deadline, to be quite honest with you, Braves fans are hot. I think there's a lot of disappointment. I know I am with where we're at and what we expected the general manager and Alex Anthopoulos to do. I'm asking you, are Braves fans and the way that you're hearing, you know, what we lacked as far as getting this deadline, do you feel like the Braves improved their odds to maybe get to the World Series with what you've seen?
Yeah, I think slightly. I don't think it was perhaps the major big deals that I think a lot of Brave fans were hoping. Mm. But I do think they shored up some things that they need. You get an extra starter. I happen to have just watched Mally pitch. He pitched a gem against the Padres not that long ago, so he seems to be throwing the ball well. I also experienced the beginning of the second half with Lane Thomas. He went deep in all three games the Padres played. So maybe my opinion is a little high on those guys having seen their success, but I do think they helped the team.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Now, was it the kind of deals that I think, you know, maybe people were expecting it? And to be honest, I don't know that the Braves ever make deals like that. They usually make smart deals that fit the need they have. And very rarely, it's hard for me to remember them at a deadline going out and making like a major deal that involves one of these, you know, high-end type players. This kind of fits the personality that we've seen from Alex and then the Braves organization, to me.
And that's the thing. We're not even going to talk about Tarik Skubal. By the way, actually, I will ask you this, though. Seems like the Dodgers, who have obviously got a great farm system, didn't give up the farm to get Tarik Skubal. Surprised it happened so early, early relatively to the end of the trade deadline. So the Braves would never have a chance to keep him. I get it. But were you surprised that Skubal went for a relatively cheap price?
Yes. I mean, my antennas went up immediately, you know, kind of seeing what the Dodgers had to give up. You know, they did get a really good prospect from the Dodgers, in my opinion, having watched them play a little bit. But you would have thought Skubal would have garnered more. And I think more importantly, you have to believe that there were other teams that could have matched that at right. the very least, if not one-upped it to get a guy like Skubal. But, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. The Dodgers get another big-time starter. I think it also may speak to in terms of the Dodgers, what they may feel about Shohei at this point. They may not feel like he's going to be able to get back on the bump. And when you have the resources to kind of replace that from a pitching standpoint, which not very many organizations do, you go out and make that type of move. And so this could be, in their mind, like a backup plan to if Shohei can't go, you know, down the stretch like they're going to need him to.
And by the way, do you want to put the tinfoil hat on? And I'll say that the owners all got together so they can further basically shout out, look, we need a cap. Baseball's broken.
I mean, listen, the timing of it is quite interesting. As the conversation has died down in terms of the Dodgers, you know, kind of being the big bad wolf here, this move happens and boom, we're right back on that conversation again. And we'll see. Ultimately, if I'm putting my tinfoil hat on, they still have to win in order for it to all line up the way they don't. Because if they don't win, it's kind of all for naught at this point, right? It kind of goes back to the point of, in this game, in baseball, if you have the best roster, does not mean you're going to go out and win all the time. So we'll see how this thing unfolds. They certainly have to be the favorites. There's no doubt about that.
Right. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Calls presented by Grainger. For those the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Tony, here's what's upsetting to me, and you can speak very extensively about this. I wanted the Braves to do what the Padres did. Now, I don't know how much you think it helps the Padres, but that's what I wanted. I wanted two legitimate starters. I know, you know, Casey has been struggling. He's been injured this year, but he's owed $6 million. It wasn't about money for the Braves, $6 million. So they can't use that excuse. Tell me how this helps the Padres, and what do you think about that revamped staff now?
Oh, man. I mean, listen, the Padres had – they did everything leading up to the break that they needed to do in order to show AJ Preller that, hey, we're serious about trying to get into this dance. And they did it with two starters, Walker Buehler, who is going about five, and Michael King, who has been great but hasn't been his normal self. Other than that, the rest of the 3 days, they were having to basically do this bullpen chaos where it was all man on deck, basically. And that's sustainable for about 2 weeks, and that's what we reached at this point, just coming into this deadline. So it was a must-have to get at least one, and it would be awesome to get two. And AJ, I think, hit it out the ballpark, getting Robbie Ray and Mize. I think both of those guys are a perfect fit. And then they got good news on the back end with, you know, Nick Pivetta and Joe Musgrove going out for rehab assignments. They're also taking that step forward. So if those guys come back healthy, now you've got an extra starter that you can never have too much pitching come this time of year. And I think if it's Atlanta's loss, it's certainly San Diego's gain to get a guy like mine.
That's the thing, man, as Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us. It's just frustrating because I guess there's arguments could be made. Apparently the Blue Jays don't want to deal with Anthopoulos. There's some history there. The Mets maybe didn't want to trade, or the Marlins for that matter, in the division. But still, there were dudes. And I guess the great debate that we've had with some of our audience, and the audience agrees, Tony, you got a team that, despite all the things they've had to overcome, is in a great position to make a run. But you've got to really put some stuff on this roster. And don't you feel maybe this is the time you will have to say, I've got to give up the big prospects because I've got a 5-1 chance to win a World Series here?
Yeah, but as you said, all those other factors that you mentioned do play into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, other GMs may have a grudge. I don't know what it is between the Blue Jays. I know Alex was once there. I don't know what it is, why they wouldn't want to deal with him. I don't even know if that's necessarily true, but
right.
You have to believe that all those things have to play into the factor. And I think the one thing that complicates it for the Braves this year is that there are so many teams. How many? I can't recall a deadline where so many different teams made moves to try to get into the dance. And I think that played a role in Atlanta maybe not being able to move. But you got to also remember, like, these deals come in, a team will say, listen, this is the offer. If we don't hear back from you by this time, we're going to pull this off our table. Now you're leveraging all these different things against one another. And when you have, you know, upwards of 16, 7 teams, even more, who feel like they're in it, It puts a lot of pressure, and you know, maybe it didn't fall the Braves' way this year, or maybe Alex didn't give up whatever they were asking for. Who knows? But it's certainly going to play out now the way it is.
Again, Tony Gwynn Jr., Insider Calls, brought to you by Grainger, guys, for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. It's Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch as we get ready to take in another practice today, guys. Practices is taking place behind us here in the facility. They're in shells. We'll tell you more about Bijan's deal coming up. Tony, as far as the other team that may stood out to you, and I think everybody in the National League, like you said, I think that's what's also so frustrating, right, is you look at this and you go, well, nobody just sat on their hands this time around, but what other team have you been finding yourself talking about after yesterday's trade deadline?
I mean, I thought the Phillies made the perfect moves, too. I mean,
great.
They go out, they get Luis Arraez. I know that's the division. They made
terrific.
That's what you want to hear.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But to get a hitter like Luis Arraez to plug in at the top of that lineup, who also, by the way, could be on his way to a gold glove, so you improve your defense as well. They got a lot better. I think the Cubs, in my opinion, they made all the moves, and it was very uncharacteristic of Jed Hoyer. He's usually, you know, very reserved in how he moves in the deadline. It seems like, to me, he put all his chips in the middle of the table. And I think that was they, to me, probably had the best deadline. But I thought the Phillies move, too, was a good one. I'm sure there were a lot of teams in on Luis trying to get his bat at the top of their lineup.
And I guess we got to end with the Yankees. Did they do enough? I mean, they're in a good position, but did they position themselves for the World Series?
Listen, you ask folks in New York, I think they feel like you guys feel right now. They're not very happy with
right.
Cashman and the moves he made. I don't know that they made enough, especially when you consider how many moves Boston also made to get
right.
better. That was a team left for dead about a month and a half ago, and now they're rolling, second in the wild card, chasing the Yankees. So I would say they didn't do enough. You know, I think you kind of saw a little bit of the ramifications in last night's game with the bullpen coming in and them not, you know, being able to shut the door in that game. And plus, you got it because of the way Boston made moves. So I would say they also probably feel a lot like you guys do in Atlanta.
All right, man. You know, we're in our bag today. Braves play the Marlins tonight. It's Grant Holmes on the hill. And look, this may all work out. It may.
I can hear the disappointment in you guys' voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, brother, what are we here for if we're not trying to win the World Series, my brother?
I hear you.
Tony Gwynn Jr., it's always a pleasure to talk with you, man. Appreciate your insight. Your Padres, man. Padres just got interesting, guys. I'll be honest. I want to see how this plays out for them because I think that was the move the Braves needed. We'll see how it plays out for the Padres. Tony Gwynn, thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, you guys take care.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Good stuff from him. More on the Braves as they were off yesterday. And more with Alex Anthopoulos about what he had to say, Braves general manager. Yeah, man. Look, it is what it is. There are very few times where I come on this show, Mike, and I feel right. the way I do today, because those days don't come about very often where you have a chance to literally change your team. We're going to go through a Falcon season, guys. Trade deadline will come and go. You can go back in the annals and look how many times the Falcons have made a trade at the trade deadline. It's far few in between, because those deals aren't impactful like baseball. They're not impactful like basketball, where you trade at the halfway point and you get a guy that can help you get to a championship.
Right.
That's what we just had. And I just felt like, I feel like it's an empty feeling right now for me.
Right. And again, you know, what we have, and this is something which I think some Braves fans are realizing isn't going to be enough. The good news is you do feel better about Elder. Elder maybe had that wobble and has corrected because they've won three of his last four starts. But Grant Holmes, every time Grant Holmes goes, is your bullpen going to be taxed? Almost everybody who starts, and again, Ronaldo Lopez is banged up now. Martin Perez did a nice job on Saturday, you know, being told last minute he was going to go. But you've got so many elements that then you've got to bring in the guys back from Gwinnett, who have been rehab starting, who are coming off injuries, and you just don't know how much you can trust them to go deep in a game. So the point we're going to, even with the pieces you've added, are you going to tax your bullpen through the dog days of August and September? They'll have anything left in the tank when the playoffs roll around. And can you maintain the lead? That's another thing. And then we haven't even talked about the Kim conundrum, because now Kim's up with the big club, and Braves fans are losing their minds about that. They want him gone.
Yeah, well, look, obviously they're going to try to ride this until the wheels fall off. Because he should have been gone already. Right. But they're going to ride this out.
And again, the argument is you've done some great things to be where you are, but why don't you try to stack the deck so you've got an even better chance to win it all? That's the argument. It distilled to its most simplest form, and they never seem to do it.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr., brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. When we come back, he's the highest paid in the NFL. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch, guys, hanging out. Falcons practice. First one in the afternoon. Coach Stefanski was saying, getting you guys used to this heat, acclimated
right.
to this heat today. And, Mike, he was happy about Bijan Robinson getting his deal. And I think, look, everybody in this organization understands what he means to this team. Again, one of, if not the top 3 to 5 players in this league, period.
Right.
And I don't know if we appreciate that yet. I think Falcon fans, we take for granted sometimes because we haven't gone to the playoffs in a very long time what he is. But he's special. And when the deal came down today, look, it wasn't a surprise. You asked me the other day, how did I feel? I said, I'm very confident this is going to get done. And I had talked to enough people to say in and around the situation that it was going to get done. I didn't know when. And, Mike, I didn't know what the numbers would be. But we've said he's going to be the highest paid at his position.
Right.
And currently he is. The cool thing about this is, as we've been talking about today, and if you're just joining us, you know, the Bijan in Holden is done. He's on the field, and he's practicing today. But the cool thing, I think, is the length of time. The Falcons, you know, if you feel like, look, think about Bergeron, you think about Lindstrom, you think about Pitts and Drake and Bijan now. Mm-hmm. There's your offensive core, who are all pretty much still very young and in their prime, right? And, I mean, you talk about 24, 25 years old for a guy like Kyle Pitts, who's been in the league like 5 years. It feels like forever. But the point is, Mike, you Kevin Stefanski, this staff, and I think Matt Ryan has said these are the guys we're going to build around, and now you've signed everybody, and at least for 3 years we got that group, especially on the offensive side. The
right.
one thing we don't have is the quarterback.
Right, and it's something that Joe Patrick brought up yesterday on his podcast and on his hits he does on social media. You and I were talking to him today in the media center, and Joe was saying it's weird because Michael can't do the full 11-on-11, but yet Tua can't really do it either. Because Tua's out there technically with 11-on-11, but his back is apparently still an issue. We did find out after the first day it was back.
Yep.
And so Tua's not able to do everything he can do, and Michael conversely can do some things on 7-and-7, but he looks more, you know, more, I guess, involved. And we saw some of the passes, the one that he threw the other day to Wells was a hell of a catch, and Zachariah Branch. So I don't know. I guess the question for you is the quarterback battle a battle? And if so, is it more even than we thought?
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
I was gonna be.
Look, I think we're 6 days in, and if you ask me, you know, how I felt about this so-called competition, I would tell you I'm mixed.
Is it a competition?
You know, you can only do what you do, right? So Penix's opportunity to shine is when he's out there with 7-on-7, like he did yesterday, right? I thought he was pretty good. The day before, I didn't think he was good. The only time that Tua's going to get a chance to, and I say shine, I'm talking about just being accurate, make the plays you're supposed to make, put the ball where it's supposed to be. He you know, is running 11-on-11. But, Mike, I've not been overly impressed by either. If you're going to ask me, like, yo, what you think, Dukes, what's the real? The real is right now it's still very much undetermined and undecided as to what either one of these guys is going to be. It's still early days. But that's why we were so disappointed when we got here last week that neither one of them were going to be ready from the jump and getting all of those reps. A lot of the reps right now, guys, are being taken by Jack Strand and Cooper Rush. And that's just what it is. And, Mike, those are neither one of those guys I'm looking forward to starting for us this year.
No, and, you know, Tua Tagovailoa limited in today's practice. Stefanski told the media that earlier today. We did find some sad news for a guy from Cedar Grove High School that we talked about earlier, D'Angelo Malone. He's on the PUP list. Now, guys might not realize what his contributions are on special teams, but that's where he makes his hay, Carl. So he's out. But we pick up a guy, Marlon Tuipulotu, who had been around the league, played with the Eagles, played for the Chiefs. He's a defensive tackle. So you get some depth in the defensive tackle position for what it's worth in your front seven, but Malone is going to be out. And you're right. I mean, we still don't know what's going on with the right tackle position. Juwan Taylor has still not been able to practice. And Wanya Morris, you talked about the other day. You know, he's, I don't know if it's a conditioning issue, but he's had his own issues being out there.
Get in shape, bro.
So you're going to have to wait for some cuts to be made around the league to maybe beef up your certainly you're going to have to bring some more bodies in for right tackle.
Yeah, it's just a position I'm not excited about right now. And you know, Wanya is limited as well today because he left practice yesterday and then didn't return. Again, don't know the severity of that. I don't know if it's anything serious. But it's about stacking days. It's about being there every day and working towards being the starter. And even if you're not going to be the starter, there's a really good chance that the way this thing with Juwan Taylor is going, he'll probably see a lot of playing time.
Right.
So he's got to get right. And I'm talking about Wanya Morris if he's gonna be around here. But you're right. Maybe, Mike, at the end of the day, you know, 3 weeks from now, we're on the waiver wire and we're picking up another potential right tackle. I just don't think that bodes well when you got two guys in camp that you thought were going to be ready.
Right.
And, you install this new scheme and the run game's changed a little bit, right? They're running both, you know, wide zone and inside. They're doing some different things. And neither one of those guys have really, you know, again, day six, but really have shown out where you go, man, I feel confident. We're not talking about Jake Matthews. We're not talking about Lindstrom. We're certainly not talking about Bergeron. We're not even talking about Anuzzo at center. We're talking about one position on the line, and it's right tackle. And there's a big question mark for
me. And it's a big position because, as we know, guys, I mean, unless things really go haywire and Strand or Cooper Rush is, well, they will be starting the preseason games. That's for darn sure. But, with Michael Penix Jr. and Tua, as you guys know, it is the blind side. But, yeah, it's an area of concern. Sucks that Storm Norton is banged up and going to miss another season. I just, as a fan, as we said, the offensive line is never sexy, but it's like electricity. You don't think about it, so you ain't got it.
Or your quarterback's getting killed.
Yes.
One or the other. You're absolutely right.
And with Tua today, it's just, here we are. It's day six of Falcons camp, and we know nothing about Penix and Tua and who's got an edge or who's got a better shot of being there the starting quarterback.
Yeah, and look, maybe, you know, as this thing continues to play out, I'll tell you this. The Stefanski is one cool customer, man. He doesn't seem concerned
right.
or worried about this, and maybe because he has a better feel for the timetables on things with these guys that maybe they're not sharing. But, you know, his concern level, it doesn't feel like it's a 9. It's probably a 4, Mike, to be honest with you, as we come out here to Falcons training camp. Bijan Robinson gets his new deal, guys. Just to put it in perspective, 3 years, and this dude's just been a stud, right? Over 3,900 rushing yards, 34 touchdowns, two-time Pro Bowler. Last year he was first-team All-Pro. I don't know what you want in 3 years. This is why when I tell you it doesn't take long to see if a guy can play or not. Jonathan Kuminga,
right?
Not that good. And he hasn't ended up anywhere. Bijan Robinson comes in 3 years in, we're going, damn, pay the guy. It doesn't take long.
No, it's funny, in the history of the Falcons, from my time here in Atlanta, I remember years ago, Carl, the camp was 2 weeks up at Furman, up in Greenville, and Chuck Smith was kind of holding in. He wanted a new deal.
Yeah.
He was at practice, but he wasn't practicing. And there's no word. That was the days of two-a-days. And all of a sudden, here comes over the hill. It's Dan Reeves riding the golf cart with Chuck Smith. And then literally that afternoon, we find out the deal gets done. Chuck gets a little more in the envelope. You know, we talk about Julio wanting some more money. He kind of, you know, his own version of hold. That was a holdout. You know, we wanted the bump after his 3 years after his deal. But in the case of Bijan, as we said, there's no acrimony. Players don't feel a way about it. They know what this guy means to the team. And Bijan was here. You know, whether he was talking to high school kids or just standing around with ants in his pants, now he can get out there and do his thing. As Stefanski says, they'll ramp him up slowly, but it's Bijan. They know he's ready to go.
Yeah, today as he hit the field, he screamed to the cameras, back to work! And it is. Let's work.
Right.
And he's ready to work.
And the deal, by the way, you and I, we talked about them bringing in the cap guy from Philly and Ian Cunningham, seeing how he does his business. You know, Bijan might only be the highest paid running back for like a week or two.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, at the end of the day, man, I don't think there's any envy about the guy.
Oh, no, no, it's a good deal. It's a good deal.
Yeah, he got, dude, I'm giving you $50 million guaranteed. I'm giving you more money up front than any running back has ever gotten right now, today. If that changes tomorrow, you still got that. So, yeah, that's the nature of the business. I just feel like, you know, for him, the best part about this is the length. Bijan can turn right back around, Mike, have two more all-pro seasons, and be right back at the negotiating table.
Yeah, it's almost like I think you mentioned this earlier today, it's like the NBA and how guys are taking shorter-term deals. And for a guy, especially with a running back, you know, over 30, like, sirens start to go off, right? So you've got a chance to maximize it and get that second deal. But as we said, he's everything you want from your star player, as a consummate pro, and a guy that truly stirs the drink for this offense.
All right, guys, we are live at Flowery Branch. We will let you hear from Alex Anthopoulos. I think we were banging so much on him. I guess Day-Day might even be a little worried that we've been banging on him so much. He said, we've turned on Alex. No, look, we love Alex. He's done a really good job. But in this moment, I need you to say, hey, you know what, fan base? I feel like we could have done more. And maybe I didn't do enough. But this whole thing, like, well, you know, I mean, what do you want me to do? We've gone to the playoffs 8 of the last 9 years.
Now, I was listening at the gym today to the conversation on the steakhouse. Look, we love our relationship with Alex, but it's the first time I heard Alex basically just spinning his wheels. you know, and kind of talking in circles about what didn't happen. You know, I mean, you've got to be able to, he knows. That's why I think there's got to be some level of pressure from management. You can never get into that tier of the tax we talk about. That's, and again, I'm not saying, guys, this is another thing for Braves fans. You guys got to get your head out of this argument. Well, you can't, just because you spend all the money doesn't mean you win. Yeah. No, but it sure as hell helps. Yeah. Okay? It sure as hell helps when you don't address a need to spend enough money to have two solid, rock-solid starting pitchers going into the season. You were bringing back, everybody was injured, everybody was on the IL that you brought back as a starting pitcher, and you said it was a priority, and you never addressed it in hot stove league in the offseason.
Yeah, those same people, Mike, are the same people who say money ain't everything. You ain't had none.
Yeah.
Like, it allows you to do things that, Mike, you maybe couldn't do. And for the Braves, this is not a situation where we weren't able. That's what's so frustrating about this. Mm. All right, man. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. We have fourth and one to get to. Lots of stuff going on around the league, including more on the Bijan deal. Also, Connor Riley's going to join us. 3:20 today. We moved him up because we're live at Flowery Branch, and that means we're going to get a player or two. We'll see who else they might bring over, but right, we know on. We're going to talk to Brian Robinson a little bit later on today. So we'll get his take on the whole running back situation, the run game, and all of that. So stay tuned. We're live at Flowery. It's two.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.